and there is no known cure.
In the 80s, the AIDS awareness campaign helped end ignorance surrounding the virus and HIV. But 30 years on, the Health Protection Agency says many people are living with HIV without realizing it. And late diagnosis is leading to more deaths.
So protect yourself.
There are 86,000 people infected with HIV in Britain, but of those, almost a quarter don't know they are HIV positive. Last year, 516 people with the infection died. 73% of them were diagnosed late. In fact, more than half of all newly diagnosed people are diagnosed late, meaning they may not benefit from treatments. And it also leaves them vulnerable to contracting other diseases, as many with HIV are aware.
I was diagnosed late. I had, at the time at which I got my HIV diagnosis, I also got a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a serious form of cancer. And I had to go through about 3 months in hospital, then about further 6 months chemotherapy to get over all of that. If I'd been diagnosed earlier, then I would have saved myself from having to go through all of that. Every day there is a person in the UK who dies with HIV having been diagnosed late. Now, there is no reason why that should happen.
Charities like the Terence Higgins Trust say some people are reluctant to be tested for HIV because they don't believe they could be at risk, or they're possibly in denial because of the stigma still attached to it. But the charity also says it's imperative to be diagnosed as early as possible, because the sooner you start treatment, the better your prognosis. The overall number of new cases is falling, but the Health Protection Agency wants more widespread testing for HIV, not just to treat those who don't know they have it, but also to reduce the chance of the virus spreading. Jane Dougal, Sky News.